Welcome to Perspectives, Contemplations, and Conversations by Wilson Williams, a podcast based on deep introspection and contemplations.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Perspectives, Contemplations, and Conversations. It's been a beautiful ride. Just on Sunday, I posted the first episode of the second season, and it's to show that there's progress, and it's because you are listening that is why I can do more. And it's nice to know that, you know, a couple of people out there are willing to know what my thoughts are concerning certain things, and you know, it's beautiful. It's all coming together beautifully. How is the lockdown at your end? It gets pretty boring here for me, you know, because I have to be indoors a lot. But like I've been saying to my friends and to people who are close by, I think this is a great time to, you know, do stuff that has to do with yourself. By yourself, I'm talking about your introspect self. A lot of people talking about, you know, career development, skills acquisition, and all of those things, professional building, and that's all great, and you can do that too. But I think that this time should be spent, you know, developing yourself, your sense of self. I don't mean to sound like, you know, the social diagnostic guy, but I know this for a fact, that we have so many dysfunctional people out there. I mean, dysfunctional doesn't mean they don't have good financial, you know, records. It doesn't mean they're not living in quote good, but you can tell, you know, that the society is all messed up. You can see it, you can feel it. It's all around us. You know, the stress, the mass movement. It's crazy, you know, out there. And all of this is just a bunch of people with, you know, faulty backgrounds, you know, coming into our society and, you know, making it all, you know, crazy out there. And it's crazy because people turn to the wrong thing. They turn to the wrong remedy when they know that they have a problem. There's a problem somewhere, they know, but they can't seem to get around it, so they turn to religion. Now, the thing about religion is predesigned. It's been designed many, many years ago. And it was designed at a time when they were not in touch with our problems now, with 21st century problems. So you want to solve 21st century specific problems with problems that came many, many hundreds of years ago. You know, it's crazy because you really won't be solving societal problems if you keep applying a cake method. And again, I like to say that on my podcast, again, the name goes Perspectives, first of all, which means that it is how I see it. It is my point of view. And so there is no fight. There is no argument going on. I'll just say it how I see it. And I do not mean any sort of disregard or whatever, you know, by saying the things I say. It's just my truth, and I want to be free to say it. So people turn to religion, people turn to, you know, organized religion, organized spirituality, you know, as a means to get out of something. Because, you know, it's obvious that people don't just do religion because they have needs, obviously. I mean, not because of physical needs, because rich people do religion too. Something is missing. There's something people are trying to fix. But I think that people are applying old old methods to new issues. And I think we will not get anything done if we keep doing like this, if we keep applying this archaic method. These things were brought together, these stories, these wonders that were scripted for us were done many years ago. The problems in the societies were totally different from what it is now. We live in a new world completely. We need things, we need precepts, we need rules, we need guidelines that are specific to what we are facing. There are so many principles that we learn from scripted religion that we cannot so much apply directly into the society as it is right now, and that is the truth. And so when it comes to the issue of personality development, self-awareness, that's the word, you know, religion has not done so much to help people. Now when I was 11 or 12, I think that was my first year in high school, I gave my life to Christ for the first time. I mean, it was an active decision. And you know, at that point, I began to live differently. I was trying to live a better life. I was trying to live above my natural self, because there's supposed to be a divine life that I'm supposed to begin to live by faith now. Now remember that none of this is something I could relate to physically. It was just something that had to be going on in my mind. So I had to do all of that. And you know, many years after, I'm out of that now. I don't do religion anymore. I believe in God, but that's it for me. I believe in God, but that's it for me. I realized that one single decision really changed a lot about my life. It took me off balance. The decision, that first decision of giving my life to Christ. And why am I sharing this? It's because a lot of people will be able to relate. A lot of people will be able to understand what I'm saying. Now, the way we were taught is that our self is evil. Our self is bad. Our self is Adamic. It is not worth living in. That there is a life that will be given to us, you know, an eternal life that can help us to live better. And so what we have to do is simply believe in this life, you know, live by the precepts of this life, and everything is going to be fine. Or maybe not everything is going to be fine, but at least you are guaranteed of a life after now. But you know, as I grew and I began to put things together by myself, those things did not add up. They did not add up, because you know, learning to not like yourself is really terrible for human beings. It's really, really terrible. I mean, to not like who you are inherently is self-hatred. It's to want another person's nature, to overhaul your actual nature is crazy in a way, you know, because you are supposed to have a self that is unique to you. You're supposed to have a set of personalities, a set of, you know, characters that are unique to you. Now, that don't mean they're good. That don't mean they're all good. It doesn't mean you don't have things to change. But you see, we should learn to treat humanity as independently as possible. If at that age I had learned to not like who I was as a kid, as a boy, I didn't like who I was. I didn't like the fact that I kept doing the things that I wasn't supposed to do. But you know, I have to, you know, focus on this other person, you know, that will make me do the right things. And there is a large disconnect. And for years, I made myself believe that there is no disconnect, but there is a disconnect. And so each time something wrong happens, you have to just say certain things or ruminate on certain things, and then, okay, you're back on track. But you know that deep down, this is not who I am. This thing is not laying in the way I thought it would. I thought this personality would, you know, after practicing for like 10 years, I thought I would by now be good, you know, be attain it, you know. At the point, okay, they said it wasn't because it wasn't easy, because we were forcing it. I was forcing it. I was that you don't force it; it comes by grace. So you don't beg for it. It just comes to you. But in the end, I am still who I am. I am still just simply Williams, and nothing really changes that. And I think people need to realize that. And so one of the first thing I did was to go back to that child. Now, this was a lot of, you know, meditation process and all of that for me, and self-introspection. But I had to connect back to that boy to see my childish dreams again. Because one of the things that happened to me was I let go of my dreams. I let go of my childish dreams to embrace these heavenly dreams, to embrace, you know, the lifestyle that came with heaven. But, you know, it never really pans out like that, you know. It never pans out like that. It never goes that way. You have to understand that it is either you have it or you don't. And I knew very well that nothing was different. It was all happening in my mind. The new life I was supposedly given was all in my mind. Everything was happening in my head, and it was happening good. But literally, in my person, I was still who I was, but only neglected. I told this story to somebody today, just today, the same day I'm recording this podcast, about, you know, how this concept I'm talking about is like the concept of a kite. You know, our childhood is where the kite is attached to. You know, you are standing on the shore of a beach, and then you're holding your kite high up into the sky. You're flying it. You see the pivot, the hold you have on the kite is where our childhood is. But you see, the kite can fly. It can fly. It can go anywhere. But what you don't want is a disconnect between the kite and the one who is holding it. And that is your childhood. In psychology, the father of psychology, Sigmund Freud, proposed a concept of, you know, unconscious processes as the major factor that influences conscious processes. And he defined unconscious processes as an iceberg. I mean, this whole thing, he said it was like the tip, the conscious part of human being is like the tip of an iceberg. And if you have an idea of how icebergs are, you know that when you see an iceberg, it's just like, oh, a little rock standing somewhere in the middle of a sea. But, you know, under the sea is a whole mountain of ice. And that's how personality is. That is how human personality is. And it is where the factors that affect you are from the unconscious mind, the mountain of eyes that you cannot see, that you cannot consciously process. That is where your true self comes from. And all of that are from experiences that are in your childhood. Now, if a religion tells you to abandon that self and pursue a life that is only happening in your head, you understand that you're going to create a disconnect between the unconscious process and the conscious process. But mind you, the unconscious process never stops affecting the conscious process. But you are no longer acknowledging the fact that the unconscious processes that is affecting the conscious processes are from your childhood. But you now believe that your conscious processes are affected by something divine. I hope you're following me. And so that's where the disconnect is. You let go of the kite. The kite begins to fly. Now, the kite can fly so much when it's on its own, but you realize that the kite is not safe because it could get hung up on something. It could get, you know, stuck on something. And that is where the problem begins. And that is my point. My point is that everybody has the right to be connected to their childhood, to their self, to understand this is what I stand for, this is who I am, this is what I naturally respond to, this is what I do naturally. To let go of all of that in exchange for a life that happens in your head is going to breed a lot of mental issues. And I speak this as a psychologist. I speak this as someone who understands biology and psychology. I do not speak this from any spiritual angle. And so if you would bring a spiritual angle to this conversation, you would not be doing this conversation any good. I need you to see this by logic, not faith. No, faith has to rest on abundance of proof from the physical. You cannot put faith on abundance of proof from something that is not entirely physical or relatable. And so I think that as human beings, we need to find a way to reconnect to our childhood. We need to find a way to find the balance that we lost, the sweetness, the softness, the innocence of our childhood. We need to find it again. And you would observe that if you pay attention, especially if you are given to a religion, there is usually that divide. It happened at some point to everybody. If you belong to a religion, it happened at some point to everybody. You let go of yourself because you believed that yourself is not functional to you, is not helpful to you. So you want this other life that comes from above. But actually, nothing really comes. It happens. It all happens in your mind, you know. So the substance that guides your unconscious, your conscious process in your mind is the ones that come from outside. But really, it's being guided by what happens inside of you from the iceberg below the surface. But you are not paying attention to it. So you're doing something else and seeing another result. The point is not because you're doing anything wrong spiritually. It's because you're not paying attention to the main thing that causes, you know, this personality constructs. Now, I said it already, I don't want my podcast to be so long anymore. So I'm going to stop this and maybe try to continue another episode. But, you know, let me know what you think and stay blessed.
Did you enjoy this podcast? Do you have questions, perspectives, or opinions? Please send an email to ahimawilliams@gmail.com. Don't forget to share with your folks too.